suggest they can further Donald Trump's populist ambition, that is serving the people who elected him.
I'm laughing because Steve Mnuchin and Wilbur Ross are about as far from populism as you can possibly imagine. They are the 0.001% of the 1%. And one of the biggest ironies of the fact that he surrounded himself with all these Goldman Sachs people is that he was on the Goldman Sachs do not fly list. This is the kind of client we do not want at Goldman Sachs.
How do you know that?
Because I wrote a book about Goldman Sachs, and I know that from talking to people at Goldman Sachs that he is the poster child for the kind of client they don't want to do business with. Mainly because he had borrowed all this money from Wall Street to build his casinos and then didn't pay it back.
One big bank that did lend to Trump in recent years was Deutsche Bank in 2005 to build the Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago. Steve Mnuchin's hedge fund also lent money to the project. In 2008, at the height of the financial crisis, a big payment came due.
We're talking $330 million payment that was due. He just decided he didn't want to pay it. He sued Deutsche Bank, as well as all the other lenders, including Steve Mnuchin's Dune Capital, claiming that he didn't have to pay the money back because an act of God had occurred, this financial crisis, caused by the very people who lent him the money for this project, and therefore he didn't have to pay it back. So the one firm on Wall Street that would do business with him, he turns around and sues.